convergence. Coming together. Convergence. Thank you. Alignment. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you for this word. I want to release to some people, even to the church. It's not only one church, it's also many churches. Convergence is a time. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We see the people in diaspora. Thank you. But now is the time. Coming back. Coming back. Convergence. Thank you, Father. So many, especially the N generation, they have just moved out. But today, thank you for the word, convergence, alignment. Thank you. Father, we see our young people are not able to stay with us. Thank you. But today you are speaking to us, Father, very clearly, because there is no alignment. But now, Father, I thank you. The alignment, Father, we right now, is not just joining, but Father, deep going into DNA. Thank you. Go deep into is God's reality. Thank you. God is calling today. Father, we thank you for the convergence, alignment. Thank you. Father, we see today, Father, Isaac and Ishmael coming together. Thank you. It is not aligned, just coming together, but it's alignment in love, in destiny and purpose. Thank you. Father, I just pray that some of the people who are here, they feel not comfortable. They are not at peace in their life, in their family, in their job, even in their ministry. They are doing ministry, but they have no peace. Somebody asks them to do it, they do it. Somebody pushes them to take a job, they are doing it. But today, the Lord is speaking to you, you will have a peace. You will have a peace. Peace in your job. Peace in your position. Peace in your calling. Thank you. Peace in your family. Thank you. There will be alignment, not because somebody pushed you to just join together. It's because from inside, because of the love, God is going to bring back your children. Not because somebody pushed you. Thank you, Father. Two generations coming together. And two tribes coming together. Thank you, Father. Even some people are alien, strangers. Isaiah 55, verse 5. God is speaking to you. These days, you are running to the people. You are running to even your children. Your children look like a strangers. They don't come to you. But the Lord says, the days are coming, and even strangers and foreigners, the nations, they will run to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I receive this word for some people, some pastors, some leaders, some doing ministry, some doing with a family problem. I release this word, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The time has come. Even your children will run to you. Strangers will run to you. And the nations will come to you. They will run to you because you seek me. The Lord says, because you run to me. You don't run to the people anymore. Even your own people, even your own children, even the people who live with you for so many years, they look at you just like a strangers. Sometimes like enemies. But they don't know your heart. But the time is coming. The people who went away from you, the Lord says, I will speak to them. I will talk to them. I will connect with them. I will put my heart in them. I will take away the heart of stone. I will put my spirit in them. And they will come back. When they come back, they will not come with their own heart, own spirit. They will come with my heart, Father's heart. I will give it to them. But I ask you to come to me. Don't run to your people. They have gone away from you. Bless them. Pray for them. I want to release the heart of Abraham to you. Even though Lot started moving away, the Lord is speaking to some of the people here. It's not only the people here, even the people who are online in many places, God is speaking to you. Even though Lot has gone away from you, so you're so close that it's your family has gone away from you. Bless him. Bless him. Because I will give you Father's heart. And because when he comes back, he'll be totally different. Don't hurt him. Don't reject him. Let him go. Let him go. Let the situation go. I know you're attached to this. I know you're attached to your children. I know you're attached to your people. I know attached to your ministry. You brought up this ministry for 35 years, 42 years, 22 years. I know. I know the pain in you. Let it go. Let it go. The people you trained them for 12 years, let them go. You are a father. I have given a father's heart. You are a mother. I have given you mother's love. Let it go. Let it go. Let the failure go. Let the disappointment go. Let it go. Let my people go. You will not see the Pharaoh anymore. Let my people go. Give me release. I know it's very painful for you. Release. Release. You are very special. You are chosen. Because you are Abraham. Your call is not only hold. Your call is to release and restore back. The Lord gives a word for you. Your call is not only let it go, but also get back. Get back. Get back. Get back. 24 months, get back. Somebody receive even this number, 34. 34. Get back. Get back. Thank you, Father. Maybe 34 speaks of a 2 years' time. Maybe the Lord give me a number, 34. You will see the miracle. Thank you, Father. Then let Lot go and come around and come back. 24. Father, we thank you. Thank you. When he comes back, alignment. Perfect. The Lord gives a word, perfect. That is a perfect in imperfection. Now you are in weakness and imperfection. This is your situation. But the Lord gives a word for you that is a perfection in your prayer. Don't change it. You have a pain, but you will have a perfection. Don't look at your pain. Don't look at the disturbance in your prayer, but that is a perfection. That is a perfection. That is a perfection. There is no more negative spirit inside. That is only a shaking. Your prayer inside, that's a shaking. But your prayer is perfect. Father, I release this word for some people who are praying for a long time, but they feel so hopeless in the prayer. No, Father, I pray over them. Your prayer is perfect. Your prayer is perfect. Your prayer has the power and anointing. But it's shaking. Shaking. Thank you, Father, but that's a perfection. Thank you, Father. Alignment. Alignment. When Lot and Abraham, they were not aligned together. They were together. But not aligned together. That's why God released some people from you. The spirit is not aligned. The anointing is not aligned. People may sit next to each other, but the inside the spirit is not aligned. Father, release those spirit. Father, release those people. But we always have a Father's heart. Thank you, Jesus. We don't go, but the Father's heart go behind them. Thank you. We are not one. Yeah, I know it's painful to be away, but our spirit go with the Father's heart. Loving, forgiving, and receiving back. Thank you, Father. Alignment. Perfect. Perfect. After 24 months, even nowadays, something happens, I release again. Something happens, something very, very anointing to you, and even feel you are no peace, even you feel like running away, within 24 hours, you will have a new spirit. God will give you a new spirit. Don't wait for 24 days. Don't wait for 2 years. 24 hours. The Lord give back the spirit. Your spirit will come back. 24. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Alignment. Why this happening? Why this happening? There's no alignment. But your prayer, your spirit, keep going. Keep going. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I see something happening these days. Some people want to leave. Some people, even they don't want to come to God. But the Lord says there's an alignment between you and me. You are a seeker. Thank you. You are not an achiever. You are not a doer this time. But you are my seeker. Later, you will be a doer. Thank you, Jesus. Father, today I pray. I feel some burden, Father, to pray for your people for the next generation. I know this is your heart. My God, His heart is all the time your next generation. Maybe your children, or the young people, or the generation on the streets, never seen the Father's love. And today I see something happening. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak to His people, Father. Alignments, God. Thank you, Father. I pray for the family anointing, God. Thank you. I pray for the church will have a family anointing, God. Thank you. Alignment. When the people come here, they will feel the peace. Thank you. Father, I pray, even though here I see more fathers and mothers, but I see that the children very far, they will be aligned to the parents, family, and the church. Thank you, Father. It's not necessary they will every time come physically with you, but I tell you, God is releasing His spirit of oneness, one spirit, even though very far, they will be aligned to you. There's so much alignment. If what is not coming from God, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. What belongs to God and what is God and always comes to you. Thank you, Jesus. It will come back. Love will come back. Thank you, Holy. It will come back. It may take time for him to know to be completely spiritually changed. And for Abraham, his heart to be tuned to God. The Bible says, when Lot started moving to Sodom and Gomorrah, and you can see the eyes of Abraham was tuned to God, was always, his eyes was focused on God, and he started stepping out to God. That is the direction God is giving to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is an important time, aligned to God, and talking to God, and moving towards God. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for our children, our next generation, God. Father, we want to thank our families. I don't know how many of you, but some of God tells me, I know it's very painful, but today God tells me something. God says, will you forgive your children? Number two, will you forgive the people who left you, hurting and left you? You nurtured, you blessed them, you invested everything on them, but they left you, but will you forgive them? The rest, that's not your job. The Lord says that I will do it. They will come back. Even they will bless you. When you want to stop, they will come and they will carry you. But today God says, family, church, ministry, will you forgive them? He says, I don't know, I feel something, not only the church here, the people who are watching, so many people are going through the loss, separation, pain. I could see that. I could see that. This is coming from God. Coming from God. Bless your people who loved you. Even who hurt you. Forgive them. Bless them. Especially your children. Never hurt them. Thank you, Jesus. Your children, even they hurt you, or they don't listen to you, keep on praying, bless them. Never say a word. Never say a word of cursing, even hurting. Just bless them. Talk to God. Talk to God. And you will see the miracle. If there is somebody here, yes, I will never hurt my children. I will never curse my children. I will love my children, even though they don't understand me. They don't walk with me. My disciples, my pastors, my co-workers, they don't understand me. They hurt me. But I will not hurt them. Lord, you know. You know who I am. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I'm just praying over you. If there is somebody there, even children, I want to tell you, if you hurt your parents, God is calling you to forgive. It's very hard for you. You may not be able to today, but when you come back, you will hug them. I'm seeing with my eyes some of the children coming back. When they come back, like a Jew, like a Luke chapter 15, when the son came back, you know, the biggest miracle is a hugging, embracing. And the father never allowed to tell him, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. No, I have already forgiven you. Don't tell me that word. I'm your father. I'm not here to forgive you. I love you. See that? Son came back and he said, forgive me. I did so many things, please forgive me. Father said, no way, I love you. Even the word forgive, no, I love you. Do you believe this will happen to you? The Lord says within 24 months, in 24 days, this is going to happen to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody, they really hurt you because you love them. When you love, when they do something, hurt you. If you don't love, it will not hurt you. You love them. It's pure heart. But today, they've gone away. Your heart is so broken. I don't know. The message is not just for the people here. I tell you, some people somewhere, they are listening. Pastor Alan, please send this message. Very important message. It's not only here in Pleasant Valley. It's not only in Pleasanton. Somewhere in China. Somewhere in Hong Kong. Somewhere in Malaysia. Somewhere in Taiwan. Somewhere it's happening now. Some parents, some pastors, they're crying. Crying. I could see that. Maybe some pastors are crying. With a big sacrifice, I started my church. But today, disappointed, they've gone away hurting me. God speaks to you, Pastor. The leaders, you are not just the leaders, you are a father, you are a mother. Forgive your children. They need blessing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Perfect alignment. You need a peace. Today, I see the peace. Release the peace right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Alignment. Father, I pray for the people who will come here to the church today. I see that the new thing coming is alignment in their calling. Whatever you do is not because somebody told you or prophesied over you or somebody pushed you. No way, today. There's going to be peace upon you. Whatever you do, there will be peace upon you. Whatever speak out, your word and the inner life will be peace, alignment together. Many times we speak, but doesn't align with what is inside. But today, God speaks to some people today, there will be great alignment. Whenever you speak out, it's coming from your heart, and there will be a peace from that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Many times, when you pray, when you preach, when you heal, when you share, somebody receives the peace, not you. But today, God says, first person who receives the peace, the alignment is in you. Your word and your talk, your inner life, both will match together. It's called alignment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you go to your place, that you will see the peace and alignment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Father, today I pray for this new breakthrough happening in their life. That's a breakthrough. Inside. Many people are here, I'm telling you, every time I come here, I always pray for a breakthrough. It's happening. In this place, I have seen many, many breakthroughs. That's why I love to come here every time. Every time I come, I tell the Lord, Lord, I want to see the breakthrough in the church. I want to see the people who come here to see the breakthrough. Even not only today, this message, this anointing will go for 1 year. Because it's a place of breakthrough. 1 year, 6 months, 24 months. Breakthrough. But today I tell you, the best breakthrough is in you. In you. You will have a new spirit. That's what Ezekiel chapter 36 he says. I will take away your spirit. The heart of stone. I will put my spirit. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive the peace. Thank you. I know God knows your situation. Your situation, so much disturbed, shocked, disappointment. But today, receive the peace. Even in shock, even in your failure, receive the peace. Every decision that you're going to make, thank you, Holy Spirit. This year, some people will take a major decision. Be ready. Be ready. You are waiting for 6 years. The seventh year, you will take a major decision. Be ready. You have peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a major breakthrough, major shift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This year is a very important year. You are going to see the major breakthrough in your life, in your family, in your business, in your decision making, in walking with God. That will be a major breakthrough this year. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I encourage you to walk with God this year. Another one more year to walk with God. See the breakthrough. Thank you for the impossible things. Thank for God. With God, all things are possible. Thank you. Remove the word impossible. Thank you. My God will walk over the impossibilities. I tell you this year, you will see that. I'm telling you, when I come back next time, you will see the major breakthrough.
Amen.
Not small breakthrough. It's a major breakthrough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because you are walking with God. How many of you believe it? How many of you believe it? I strongly believe it. This year is going to be a major breakthrough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, I'm always, when I pray, because Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3, very key word, right? Don't leave. All the people who are locked up, this is unlocking key. I give you a key. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 is a key of unlocking. Call unto me, I will answer you, I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know, which you cannot grasp it, which you cannot catch it, beyond your thinking, beyond your situation. I encourage you this year, hold on to these words. Please, if you feel that you are locked up, if you feel the door is shut up, if you feel that everything is opposite, take up this key. This is the key. He said, call unto me. All the doors are closed. But he said, when all the doors are closed, my door is open. When God opens the door, nobody can shut the door. Again, another key is Isaiah 22:22. The first key is Jeremiah 33:3. But the second key is Isaiah 2:2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hold on. Morning you say 3:3. Night you say 2:2. Two keys. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will see the power. Brothers and sisters, you know many of you walk with me, you know, Pastor Aaron. I'm not like a preacher, you know, coming and going. I'm a walker. I'm so strong. I'm strong with a conviction. I don't just speak because I have to speak. It's coming from my heart. my relationship with God. I'm walking with God. When I receive it, I throw it. So many times I come to your church, I always throw. Because it's coming from my heart. Whenever I come, one thing I want to tell you, Pastor. It's not only for your church people, but people new will come. How many of you new people come here? I want to see new ones. New people, raise up your hand. How many of you new people come here? Amazing. Amazing. Receive this word. The new people, thank you. This year, I want it to be a major breakthrough.
Amen.
Say amen. The new people, say amen.
Amen.
You, don't look back. Yeah. The blue, yes. Major breakthrough. I know you have some problem. You are waiting for some breakthrough. I tell you, this year going to happen. Believe it. Believe it. God will make it. Brother, something happened that so long, so many years, Father, something in your life. Now it's a stuck up. But God can, you think, move the mountain. But I want to tell you, cross the mountain. Jump over the mountain. Amen? Change the word. You cannot move the mountain. You are trying to move the mountain. But God can make you jump over the mountain. Amen? Many people think the breakthrough means, oh, God will break the mountain, I can go inside. No need. When you have the power of God, you can jump over. Amen? Because that is the new anointing God is giving to you. Say amen?
Amen.
Don't look at the mountain. But the mountain is so big. But you can go beyond the mountain. Because my God is higher than, bigger than, stronger than, powerful than the mountain.
Amen?
Amen. That is the breakthrough I'm talking to you. The breakthrough is not just not breaking the mountain. The breakthrough, you jump over the mountain. That is the breakthrough.
Amen.
Don't look at the mountain, but look at yourself. You are stronger than the mountain today. Jump over.
Amen.
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 That is the anointing God is giving to you. You will see the mountains. But mountains, I tell you, is not a block. Mountain is a rock. So, when you jump, you can step in and go out. Jump out. So strong. You can believe on the mountain. You cannot believe on your sand. You cannot believe on your tree. But you can believe the mountain. You can go up and put your feet and jump over. Thank you, Lord. It's so strong. Thank you, Jesus. Mountain. God is calling you. So, Father, breakthrough. You know, I'm always excited about the miracles in my life. All the time. All the time. I walk with the miracles. Because miracles means it is beyond my power and capacity. Miracles means when I'm out of control, that is God is in control. That's things happen. Miracles means when people are going away against my perception, God makes things impossible to possible. That is the miracle happening. So, I'm out of control. And that's the time God is in the picture, He comes. So, allow your car to come inside. And there are times in your life, you feel hopeless. You fall, you want to be the runaway. Even you want to even go for suicide. Never. God's in control of your situation. That's the time of breakthrough. God will make it. Every time I'm stuck up, this is one of the words I want to release to you, stuck up. Whenever I'm stuck up, and God doesn't strike me, stuck and strike, strike me, he says, I give you my faith. Trust me. Trust me. It's a time to trust God. I always see miracles happening. So it's a time of, that's why Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, we have to run to the Lord. We have to seek the Lord. Seek Him. Seek Him. We are seekers now. This year I want to encourage you. This year I ask you. You will have again. I tell you this year one more. You will have 40 days fasting and praying. Okay. You can choose any time. Any month. But please call me. Connect with me. I'll try to connect with you if possible. Daily I'll try to connect with you. Because this is a time of breakthrough. this breakthrough, I see miracles happening. I want to see every day miracle happening. Somewhere the miracle will happen, 40 days. I want to see 40 miracles. I want to see 40 people come to the Lord. And the 40 people will bring 4,000 people to the Lord. Amen. Amen. 40 days. I see something's going to happen. It's an important time to encounter. This time is to seek the Lord. Encounter with God. Encounter with God. Ask God for the encounter. He may come. Don't just wait for a meeting and conference. He will come to your house. When you go from the church, you don't see that God is here, but you don't see His face here. But when you go to your house, you can see the Jesus sitting in your house. Amen. It's the other way. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to have an encounter. The 40 days, what I'm talking about, the seeker and encounter. Seeking God and His encounter. That's what I'm talking about, the miracles coming up. And then when you have encounter with God, every time people have encounter, that's a major breakthrough. Major breakthrough, always get connected to God, and then God touch the people, and then transform them completely. The inner spirit completely changed, and then you can see the miracle. Amen? Amen. Encounter and transformation. So this 40 days, I would say, is a seeking the Lord. Seek Him. When He is near, seek Him. That's what Isaiah says. When He is so close to you, seek Him. This is a time of seekers. I'm so happy. I go every places. I see people longing. Longing for God. Young people everywhere. I was there last week in in New Jersey. The young people coming. I thought they are taking me for a lunch to Indian curry. Very nice hotel. They asked me to choose. Very nice hotel. I chose a very good Indian curry. But you know, the whole thing, I was eating and eating. They don't eat. They're looking at me. I said, eat. Master, why? Master, we want to see your face. I want to sit next to you. What happened? Wow. Asking so many questions. How you love the Lord? How you are so fire? We see you. We hear you. So you are so old, but you are so young. All young people. More than 1 hour. They are not eating. They are make me to eat. But look at me. I said, come on, eat. Please, please. We want to know. We want to, because we don't know how to love God, how to go to God. But we hear, we have seen you. Yeah, how you are so good. Please tell us your experience, your life. Wow. In America. In America. Can you believe it? This happens. The young people, seekers. And they keep on calling me. When are you free? We can come and spend time with you. 40 days, you will see people, young people coming back. This is the heart of God for America and for the nations, especially for America. I tell you, I'm going to different places in America for almost like 32 years. One thing I saw, in the beginning always I see in America, money, job, business. But today, totally different. My children, my family. That's all. My marriage. Wow. America completely changes. When I came, I saw the language always talking about money, money, money. Prosperity. But today, people look for love. Father's love. Family. Children. Young generation. Wow. Praise God. Please understand. Church, pastors, please understand. This generation is looking, is missing something. They are looking for something. That's what we see in Luke chapter 24. They are missing something. You know, there was Oregon, you know, out of many things even happened. I still remember that one. You know, the young pastor, they love the Lord. They are very good worshippers, husband and wife. And every year I go, and they have a small boy, very cute boy, American, is a doll, very nice boy. He is so cute. Then he always comes with me. I take him to Indian restaurant because I always pray for him. One day you have a missionary to India, start eating curry, chicken curry, biryani, dosa. I always put in his mouth. One day he will become Indian. So he started eating. Many people pray for a goat to India, but I put my own masala curry inside goat to India. So this young boy, they love so much of Indian food. But I tell you, after some time, I think 7-8 years I didn't go. Then I went to the church, but I asked the pastor, where is your son, Don? Wow. And the pastor, why? She's a worshiper. Start to cry. Say, Pastor, we lost our son. He never comes to church. Shock. Don? I know how much he loves the Lord. Even when he was saying, he's able to see the angels. Such a holy boy, pure. He said, wow. He said, he hates church. He hates everyone in the church. He doesn't want. I said, what happened? He is there in the basement in the house, locked up. He has got computers, all the time play video game. Even the food, he doesn't come up. They put him there, eat. Even doesn't have any friends. Completely full of hatred. Okay. He said, we tried. Many pastors want him. He said, no, he doesn't allow anyone. He cannot talk to anyone. Wow, what happened? Such a good boy. Extreme. Because when he was like a 7-8 years old, he used to see angels. He told me, I always ask him, did you see black angel or white angel? You see many times the angel. What kind of angel? Such a loving boy. He hates God. Here's the church. Then they told me, Pastor, the only person till today he remembers and likes and loves is you. He's open to you. He always asks us, when will Pastor Anton come? Wow. Okay. You know why? Because of Indian curry. Indian curry, so you want to go to the business. Okay, that's good. You see how God bless the Indian curry. Catch somebody. Wow, now I know. Praise God. Then I called. I said, Don, I'm Pastor Cruz here. Wow, Pastor Cruz came from India now. Yeah. I want to see you. Shall we go to Indian curry? Indian curry? He was so excited. Yes, I'm ready. Okay, I'm coming. I told the parents, he's coming with me for the dinner today. Oh, it's your first time. First time. Okay, I went to the Indian restaurant. I was waiting. And I don't see him. So I called the parents. I said, I'm waiting, but I don't see your son. Where is he? They said, oh, he's there waiting for you. Waiting for me? I look around, nobody. I said, I don't see Don here. Pastor, please, see a young boy with a long hair and a long beard with the ring here and the tattoo. That is Don. I put a hand on his tattoo. Jesus. Your hair looks like Jesus. Your beard looks like Jesus. We were talking and we were eating. Then I said, you look like Jesus. Your beard, your hair. Fathers and mothers, do you see that? And then when you said, I like a Jesus, no, I'm a sinner. I've gone away from God, I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy. He came, hugged and cried. Then the parents said, sorry. Yes, we totally misunderstood. Man looks at outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Young man, young girl, receive this word. Maybe your parents, your friends, the people around you, they may look outside, but God looks at your heart. Forgive. Forgive your parents. Forgive. Even the leaders, the pastors, and the people pray for you. Forgive them. You are special. Children, young people, receive this word. Those who are crossing 15, 17, 20, 22, please receive this word. Thank you. Receive this word. You are special. You are chosen in the womb of the mother. Thank you. You are chosen. You are sanctified, like Jeremiah said. Even your mother before conceived you. You are chosen in the womb of your mother. Thank you, Jesus. And you are sanctified. Not only chosen, you are sanctified. Thank you. You are set apart. God is speaking to you. Something may happen now. Don't worry. But God knows your heart. And somebody have told you something. Don't worry. God knows who you are. But you are chosen from the womb of your mother. God is calling you. Fathers and mothers, bless your children. Forgive your children. Sometimes we don't know the inner heart, inner spirit. I have seen many children in my ministry, even my family. I don't understand that. We always look at, you know, many times I say, my son, when he was so small, today he's a very good boy. My son is a very good boy. I got two children, one daughter, one son. My daughter always, you know, she's a worshipper. You know, she was supposed to come today. Because of snow, she was caught up in New Jersey. So she could not come. And then she's a very good worshipper. My son also loved the Lord. His name is Samuel. But you know the thing is, he always moves with a good voice, like, you know, very good, high society, educated, kind of, friends. One day, one of his friends came and told me, you think so good, so high of your son, but we know he's our friend. He's not as you think. I said, what? Now, in front of you, he looks so holy. But when you come out, I said, why? He said, you see, when he comes to you, he always keeps the hair like this, like daddy. But when he goes out, you can see his hair like this. He has a comb. When he goes out, he makes it. So his friend told me, so in front of you, he's acting like a very holy man, praising daddy. But outside, it's so different. I call him. What happened? I know you're so good. I really love you. I can trust you. But I hear you have a different hair when you go out. What happened? I never saw that. I learned from your friends you have this hair. How you get it? Then he said, Daddy, when I'm here, I have to be like you. But when I go to my friends are like this and like this. I have to keep my hair for my friends. Wow. Then I said, sorry. Wow. I did not understand what's going on inside my children's hearts. He's struggling. He's got friends. Very different. When you go to school, very different. When you come to house and church, so different. He's not able to cope up. So he's mixed. He doesn't know how to. When he comes, he's this way. When he goes up that way. Struggle. Then he said, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. I'm just looking at you from my point of view. But you are in the world. So much impact from your peers. Sorry. Parents, pastors, please understand this generation. This generation is very different. That's why the father's heart is not for the next generation. The first thing, father's heart for us, we have to be changed. But one thing is, we always walk with God, whatever happens. That impacts your next generation. But one thing today I want to tell you, this year, that is another word, the message. Your children, the next generation will come back. That is a strong message. Come back. Get back. When they come back, you get back. When they come back, don't tell all the stories. Get back. They will come back, not by your power, not by all what you have felt, but by God's grace and Father's love. They will come back. But when they come back, get back. Get back. Get back. Thank you, Jesus. Get back. Happy. That time, don't bring up all the stories. Leave it to God. Thank you. So this year is a time of grace. Come on, say grace.
Grace.
Come on, say grace.
Grace.
Many things are going to happen because of God's grace. It's a time. You will see more than what you prayed. More than what you tried. You are going to see something happening. The 333 is going to happen. It's God's grace. Of course, number one, you turn to God, you walk with God, you seek in God. The rest is not because you pray so much, you try so much. It's because God's grace coming up. And God's love coming up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It will happen. Thank you, Father. But today, God is speaking to you. Receive the Father's heart. You need alignment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even in the ministry, God is speaking these days. One of the things I want to tell you, the church, And also I know some churches, the churches are bleeding church. The word, the bleeding church. Many churches, bleeding church, because so much hurt. They're bleeding the church. But today, I see you bleeding. Just calm the blood of Jesus and heals and restores back. The bleeding church. Some of the people not only crying, but bleeding. I'm telling you, bleeding. Because the pain. Because the people left. In other words, they say, they cheated me. You know, many pastors told me, they cheated me. I said, don't say that. Pastor, don't say cheated. Thank you, God. It's been bleeding their heart. Because, you know the pain? Because from zero they brought up. Now, today they turn back and go, everything, they take away and go, wow, bleeding. He said, bleeding. Not just hurting, bleeding. But today the Lord says, I pour my blood to your church, to your ministry. My blood, the blood of Jesus, will completely heal and cleanse it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the healing this year, again coming back to the church. Healing. I see here, whenever people come to worship, I see the healing taking place. Even today, I'm praying for you right now, healing. Some people need a healing today. God is going to heal you right now. Don't wait for 24 months. Today, I see the healing starting today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. One is a physical healing. Another one is an emotional healing. Another one is a spiritual healing. God is going to release this year three kinds of healing. Emotional, spiritual, physical. Three kinds of healing God is going to give to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you say you have a physical problem, I tell you it's not only a physical problem, there's an emotional problem. That's not only emotional problem, there's a spiritual problem. So all the three are connected. And God is going to heal you completely. It's not only physical. God is going to heal your emotions. God is going to heal you from all your spiritual warfare and spiritual attack. Thank you. And spiritual strongholds. And God is going to release you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This year, this is a breakthrough, another breakthrough coming. Father, today I pray over the churches, Father, when they dance, when they worship, they walk in the churches, the floor, the carpet, the music and the music instruments, even the microphone, PA system, the whole place, Father, I release the blood of Jesus. When the people walk into the church, walk into the platform, I see the healing taking place, Father. I pour the blood of Jesus on the floors. Thank you. They don't even touch the Holy throne, but they walk in with the feet. The feet, I see the healing touch on the floor. The blanket, all the carpets, I see that, Father. Even the chair, I see. Every chair, I see the blood of Jesus is poured right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I see the cleansing and healing. Cleansing and healing. The chair will have the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray every time they seek, Father, the blood of Jesus touch the whole body and heal them completely, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for the floor, Father. The whole floor, Father, will be filled with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you. When they touch the floor, let the feet receive the touch of the blood, and that blood of Jesus go into the body where there is a tumor, where there is a cancer, where there is a breathing problem, where there is a kidney problem. May touch that places, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the power of healing today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray in every chair, Father, when they sit in the chair, they are not able to get up, they are not able to dance, they are not able to worship, they sit, even when they sit, I see the power of cleansing and healing coming, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see a special anointing coming upon them, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for the total healing in the corporate healing in the whole church, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray some people, they are not coming to church, but even they come first time, when they step in, they just walk in, they touch the floor, and there's something happening. It's a healing. Healing. Even the first to step, healing touch. Healing step. Healing step. Healing touch. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anoint every church, Father. Every worship center have the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for the healing right now. receive right now. I pray for every chair that's right now will receive the blood of Jesus right now. Thank you. I pray for all your problem in your stomach. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. There is a problem in your kidney. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is healing you today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see, Father, your anointing coming into the backbone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. They are not able to walk, but I see the healing touch right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, somebody is not able to breathe. I pray. I see that when they're sitting, I see the breath is coming back, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's a time I see the lung is working, functioning so good, so perfect. Thank you. I pray over this in the organs, Father. Breathing organ, kidney organ, Father. I pray over that, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the blood of Jesus. Be healed right now. In your throat, you have a problem. Thank you. God is releasing you for a new song, new worship. Release. God is healing you right now, your throat. Thank you, Father. Father, today, when they go back home, receive the anointing. Go to their bed when they sleep. Father, I see the anointing on the pillow and the bed. Thank you. Pillow and all the blankets. I see the healing touch. Healing touch. When you sleep in your pillow and in your blanket, the bed, even the bed, I could see the healing coming up tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you go to the kitchen, I see the healing power of God from the church. From here, it goes to the kitchen. I see a new substance coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see you what you prepare the food is a healing medicine. Thank you. Healing food God is preparing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Father, I pray for a total healing. Thank you. Physically, you are healed. Emotionally, some people I see disturbed. I see the spirit of loneliness, spirit of suicide. God is healing you. Be free. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see some people shaken and no hope, no future. God is healing your spirit. You come back. You come back. Start. You are a good worshiper. You are your whole family walking with God. Come back. Come back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, receive the healing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Your throat is here?
Yes.
Your stomach is here?
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Because throat and stomach have a connection. God wants to heal the stomach so that your throat will be clear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is healing two areas, stomach and throat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. Amazing. So I'm so happy today. I came with the summer message. When I come to your church, when I see Pastor Adam, my whole message is changed. Actually, see, I'm so happy today. You know how God speaks to the people, especially the two, the blue. Yeah, God's calling your house. Your house will be a house of prayer. Many people will come. Many mothers will come. Many young generation will come. But in the beginning, many mothers will start crying. Yes. But later, children will come. Then young people will come. And then marriage will happen. Receive this word. You have anointing of blessing marriages. Many, many young people, the mothers are struggling, crying, mainly for marriage. And you have an anointing. God is going to bless you part of this marriage ministry, wedding ministry, preparing for the bridegroom and bride. God is calling you. This amazing ministry, marriage. God is preparing some people for marriage ministry. This is one of the biggest problems today, right choice. Yes, the blue sister. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, so God is calling you for this ministry. Get ready. And your family, God's family. No mistake. No mistake, God's family. God has chosen you. So, you and your whole family is chosen by God. Your marriage is chosen by God, not you. It's God. It's God. So be strong. And there's a time God is releasing your family. It's not only for one tribe, not only for Isaac, also Ishmael. God is calling you. Two generations, two tribes. God is calling. Because the biggest problem for the parents today to choose the right people for the son and daughter. And God gives you discernment and the wisdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for this ministry among the mothers. So many mothers who are struggling, Father. They don't know because their choice, their children, they make a wrong choice. But I see the fear. But today God says, don't be afraid. I will raise up mothers. They will cry for this marriage. This marriage will be marriage of wedding Cana. Wedding in Cana. God is going to give. This year, you will see two marriages happening in your church people. You can see that. Two marriage will happen. So this marriage you will see completely from God. God is answering your prayers this year. God is going to answer marriage this time. Because one of the prayers, I see the pain coming from the stomach. But God is healing the stomach wounds of Hannah, healing. So it's a time. You will see the marriage is an important time for the family. So I pray for the families right now. If anyone, your children cross 17, raise up your hand. Your children crossing 17, please raise up your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Crossing 17, if your children are crossing above 17, parents, please raise up your hand. Parents, raise up your hand. Thank you. And if the children are not married, raise up your hand. If they are married, it's fine. If they are not married, please raise up your hand. 17 and above, but the children are not married. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Raise up your hand. Father, today I pray. I pray, Father, I know you bless these families, but today the best prayer and best blessing to get the right husband, right wife for the children. I'm praying today something is going to happen. Thank you, Father. The choice is not our choice. The choice is your choice. Even if the children make a wrong choice, you will completely change it. If it is from you, it will happen. Father, we pray over these our young people, Father. It all should happen from you, not our choice. Father, we pray for over our children. Our children, their marriage is very important. Because the second, third generation, that's what he told Joshua. Third generation. And for Job, he said fourth generation. Father, I pray, not only your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, will receive your prayer and anointing. Today I pray for the marriage in your family. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go and prepare your house for the wedding. God, get ready. You can prepare the wedding card. But leave the boy name. Leave the girl name. God will put, he will give it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So this is another prayer. Pastor, I want to get the people. If anyone is waiting for the marriage, please let me know. So please write down and give it to me. Any children, you know, parents, if they are waiting, and give it to me. This is one of my focus. I'm going to pray for the marriage because this marriage is very important. So even before I leave, if you could give me the names or even children age, I can pray over for 1 year. So you will have a good marriage this year. This is one of the things coming from God. Some of the things I am releasing and tell you is God is speaking to me about the young generation, particularly for the marriage. Marriage, very, very important. It's a generation blessing. So I encourage you, this year kindly, the whole church, start praying for the marriage of the young people. Many people pray for the young people to become minister or serve God, walk with God. Good, very good. But today I tell you, God speaking, many of the parents, they're crying. The children should choose the right choice. they should have a right husband, a right wife. How many of you agree with me? You want a right choice, right? I know. Today, God has spoken to me and given a promise to you. Oh, God will never make a mistake.
Amen.
You will hear His anointed oil for Samuel. So it will happen. And Father, I thank you for this marriage. Our children are so precious. How precious. So my son, my daughter, so precious. I love them, but I don't know how to make a choice. Even my children don't know how to make a choice. But Holy Spirit, you can make it. You can give the wisdom. You can give the discernment. Something is not happening. It's not from you. Even the last day, you can stop the marriage. Thank you, Father. If it's not from you, even last day, you can stop that marriage. If it is from you, I'm ready even today. Yes, Lord. It's you. You should be the center of the marriage of my children. That's all. This is my prayer, God. I'm waiting for a long time. I'm like just like a Rebecca, waiting for Isaac. Yes. When Isaac is ready and Rebecca is ready, Father, I see that. We don't waste the time. Rebecca comes to my house. Thank you. Isaac moves to Rebecca. What a blessing. Right. Right timing. No wastage. No wastage. Thank you, Father. No wastage in timing. Exact timing. I'm seeing this breakthrough this time, Father, in the church. This time, I see that. Thank you, Father. I know that is your heart. Many young people made a wrong choice. Then after 5, 10, 20 years, they said, I did not listen to my parents. I did not listen to God's voice. I jumped. I made it late. After 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. But today God says, your children will not make that mistake.
Amen.
I am with you. I am with your children. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
I'm so excited. I want to see so many marriages happening.
Yes.
Amen? Because the heart of God has a family. God's family. This time, family focus. So whenever I come here, I feel so much of family spirit. You know, when I think you have an anointing.
Yeah.
Everyone is like you. All old people look like young.
Yeah. Wow.
In the church. I see the people. They are jumping, they are dancing, and even, you know, in the praying in tongues, like, you know, the young people. I see so young, the old people. Wow, such a fire. Fire. That means it's not your age. You have a spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the time of a family. Church is a family. So that's why, and so whenever I come here, you know my sharing? Yesterday I was preaching in foreign church.
Uh-huh.
But today I'm here. Yesterday, like. But today, I'm like your family. I'll be able to talk, I'll be able to see your eyes. I'll be able to see your even your dress, you're wearing blue dress. I'm so excited. Family. Church is a family. I thank God your church. So that's why I love to come here. Have more spiritual parents to how to even I'll be happy next time when I come. You can take 1 or 2 days complete if you want, morning to night. Because I want to train them. I want to teach them. I want to walk with them. I want to walk with them every time. So this is the place I see so many fathers and mothers waiting. So this is the heart of God. So I thank God for every one of you. I hope the coming days, I want to come not only for a meeting. I want to have a whole day being with you. Even counseling, bringing your children, family, yes. Then 1 or 2 sessions I can teach you. Not only preaching, of course sharing, but more than that, I'm already with you. And then I can see how can you can handle your children. So this is a very important thing. So I'm very happy because I feel like I'm part of your family. Amen?
Amen?
I'm part of your family, so I love to come here. This is one thing I always tell God, Lord, what I share, what I release is from you. So that means it should happen. So this time I say, next time it should happen. Amen? So, I know God has a great plan for you. Some of the churches is not just building a church, but building a relationship. So this church, building a relationship. So don't think your church is becoming a... Don't get disappointed your church is not becoming... No need. No need. But God needs a family. So this church is a family. Many times you can see people come from other churches. They come for one or two. Fine. Because you are a family. In your family, Abraham family, it's not only Isaac. Ishmael also. Come on. So, no, not a problem. So be open to everyone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the church. The church is not like other churches, very smart church. They're not very smart. They don't have such a great big plan. Not big engineers, architects, or analysts, or CEOs, or big corporate presidents here. Small people, Father. But they have a passion.
Amen.
They are seekers. They seek you. Thank you, Father. The church is your church. This is your family. Come. Speak to them every time. Now, this church, everything is on air. But this church, everyone is a part of your family. Everyone. You speak to them individually. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the affection given to this church. Thank you for the fathers and mothers. But my prayer, Father, very soon, sons and daughters also should come here. Both fathers and mothers and sons and daughters should join together, Father. This is my prayer. And it will happen. We release the spirit of prayer, the spirit of belonging coming upon the church. The spirit of building a relationship coming upon this place. Thank you, Father, using this church. Thank you for the pastor, his family, and also all the co-workers. They become one family, God. Thank you. They are not just workers, but they are walkers. They walk together in your presence. Thank you, Father. I pray for everyone. They have not gone to Bible college. They are not PhDs, but still, they always walk with you. They are always so close to you. I pray for the Elijah and Elisha relationship. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Because when Elijah was taken away, the Elisha said, Father, Father, Father. That's a final call, final word. Father, Father, Father. No philosophy, no theology, no doctrine. Only one thing, Father, Father. That's what I see today. The whole team, you call fathers and mothers, sons and daughters. Thank you for this family, God. Bless them, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.